Michigan Democrat admits Gretchen Whitmer secret payments concerning. By Kyle Olson on March 10, 2021. A Democrat Michigan state representative told constituents the string of settlements Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, has approved with former appointees is concerning. The Detroit News reported Whitmer's administration secured settlement agreements with top appointees, including former Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon, his former deputy, Sarah Estee, and former director of the State Unemployment Insurance Agency, Steve Gray. Republicans have deemed the settlements hush money to people formerly in the Whitmer administration to prevent them from talking about their experiences there. Combined, they totaled over $250,000. State Representative Lori Pohutsky, D., fielded a question about the payments during a virtual meeting with residents. What on earth is going on around the governor paying people when they quit or quit, Pohutsky read, adding air quotes. It sounds like both sides of the aisle are not happy, she said. Pohutsky was referring to revelations about Gordon, who abruptly resigned under mysterious circumstances with Whitmer refusing to provide details. It was later revealed Gordon received a separation agreement worth $155,506 with the condition he would not speak publicly about his time in the administration. It's concerning, to say the least, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Pohutsky answered. She claimed she is not a lawyer, but said, I get why people aren't happy. Pohutsky said Whitmer was paying out the remainder of Gordon's contract. I guess that makes sense, she said. Pohutsky then addressed the news that Gordon's deputy, Sarah Etsy, also received a settlement. I do not know. I do not understand. I find it concerning. I assume this will be discussed in the Oversight Committee this term, she said, adding she is not in the business of sugarcoating things or defending things that I don't find defensible. The Michigan House Oversight Committee has invited Gordon to testify about the agreement. It is extremely troubling that our state government has become one of the least transparent in the country, Committee Chairman State Representative Steve Johnson, R., said. Specifically, I have reached out to the DHHS on multiple occasions to receive data that the department claimed was incredibly accurate, yet never received it, he said. Johnson said he believes Robert Gordon's testimony is vital to discovering the truth behind his abrupt resignation and the recent lack of transparency from the DHHS. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.